Let's move our attention to another area. Let's focus on this right here, which is the ventricular septum. And you can think of septum as basically a wall. Intraventricular septum. And this intraventricular septum, the one thing I want to point out, which is maybe fairly obvious when you look at it, you might think, well, why did you even have to say it? That's pretty obvious. This area is really thin, and this area is really thick, by comparison, right? So the two areas are not equal in size. This is much thicker. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is because this first area in blue is called the membranous part, literally like a membrane, membranous. And the bottom, the red part, is the muscular part. This is the strong muscular part. So you have two different areas in that intraventricular septum, the wall between the ventricles. And one of the interesting things about the membranous part in particular is that a lot of babies are born with holes in that membranous part. So when I say a lot, I don't mean the majority of babies by any means, but one of the most common defects, if there is going to be a defect, would be that you would actually have a communication between these two, so that blood can actually, again, flow from a place that it's not supposed to go, the left ventricle, into a place it shouldn't be going, the right ventricle. So blood can actually flow through those holes, and that is a problem. So that is called a VSD, and actually you might hear that term at some point, so I just wanted to point out where that happens. VSD. And while I'm writing VSD, you can take a stab at guessing what it might stand for. Ventricular, and S is septal, septal. Again, septal just means wall, and D is defect. So a VSD is common, most common, in that membranous part, more so than that muscular part.